Hey, can we get the no cig? Okay, thank you, sir.
Ferd don't fuck with us today, y'all.
He signed his deal for his podcast.
You know what I'm saying?
That nigga told us to bring snacks, y'all.
That nigga been in here editing for 5 days.
Oh, no, we ain't.
Fuck around with y'all, bro. Y'all running through the snacks.
Y'all boy got snacks.
Hey, man. Talk about
start
it.
Here.
Yeah. Right, nigga. Bring, eat no snacks. I bring my own snacks, nigga. I'm 57 years old and I look like this. Do you think I eat processed fucking food? No, nigga.
You know you can do their snacks, too. They did it. We can Walgreens
some. Okay.
Big nigga shit. Big nigga shit. Tyler Perry. Big nigga shit. Calamari.
I'll drop it to you.
Sorry, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how we get down, though, y'all.
I'm not. It ain't started yet.
Yeah, we did.
It ain't never started.
Look, bro, we are 3 minutes in.
Nah, them
it's fine, but we can start until that happens, bro.
You can give me my phone from right there, please, sir.
Give him the Stranger Things one, bro. You got that one pulled up.
We going with the blank, the ugly back? Okay.
Nah,
thank you, brother.
The one that look like the Fanta logo?
The Fanta.
Yeah. Yeah. Fanta is how you say that?
Fanta.
Wanna Fanta? Why don't you wanna?
They say Fanta.
They say Fanta.
No, they say thank you, Ryan.
Oh, he talking about
I've
the
heard Fanta.
Yes.
I thought you talking Fanta. About a Fanta leaf.
Me too. But it's not even a Fanta. It's Fronto, right?
Yeah. Fronto.
About the drink.
Nah, I understand. You said it wrong.
Oh, yeah. I ain't never heard that. Yeah. I ain't never heard it.
The commercial did not say Wanna Fanta.
It's from Rochester.
It's Fanta. Yeah. He's from Rochester. No, nobody says that up there. They say pop, first off.
Yo, you want an orange pop?
Niggas want an orange pop? You want to fuck your mouth up?
Whoa.
That's an orange soda, dude.
Who wants an ulcer?
Yeah.
Hey, that new...
That orange soda
really
tear
new.
Your face up.
That dude that be... he a rapper who be roasting niggas on the street. They just be walking by like, don't ever come over
oh,
here.
Nims?
Looking, is that his name?
Yeah, he was on Wild Now. Like, once
he... That nigga's funny, bro.
I seen him, yeah. He did one of them cartoons on Adult Swim, too. He was like mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Like mustard versus ketchup in a rap battle or some shit.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you know you good at comedy because I seen you wear that on stage before. You're not afraid to wear a shirt with a bomb on it on stage. You a cold nigga, bro.
That's a Mario bomb, too. That's like this.
Free.
Okay.
Shout out to the Winston box.
That's the Super Mario bomb. That wasn't in Mario, regular Mario, was it? They ain't had that when that shit bounced towards you.
You had to pick that bitch up and throw it towards the road.
Regular Mario had the
well,
face
actually,
with the missile.
Well, actually, this is what we're doing today. We're saying who all be bombing.
Go, Ronnie, go. Go, Ronnie, go.
Ferg got my list pulled up over there.
it was like 7,000 things on there.
Maurice told me personally to stay the fuck home.
Fun time.
Wait, what?
What?
He told everybody on this list to stay the fuck home.
That's what the list is.
The stay the fuck home list.
Ronnie came in hot. What happened, man?
Boy.
No, Steve Harvey put out a thing.
Oh.
Shit.
You know, I hope that wasn't him.
What happened?
Yeah, I hope that wasn't him also.
Tell me, name a comedian that you don't find funny at all.
Literally, bro. Steve Harvey.
Twitter.
He put that on Twitter. I saw it on his Facebook, too. Yeah.
On his ex?
Yeah. They're both on his official shit. Like, it's verifying everything. Wow. And then people
they may
like,
do more on the radio. They got to kick the shit up.
It's an algorithm. Tweaker.
I don't that's know how like, I feel about that.
But that's like TDJ say, drop a preacher that you don't fuck with.
Thank you, Rico.
You know what I'm saying?
Now how did that sound?
Yeah, that's a wild thing.
You know what that like, sounds crazy now.
It's eliciting hate.
Thank
it's
you.
It's a solicitation.
Because I didn't know what to say.
It's a hate solicitation, bro.
It's definitely a dog whistle to rally somebody to do
something. Like anybody.
It's a conversation starter.
What if LeBron posted, hey, name me
top five
least balling niggas in the league.
Nah, you know what a crazy shit is.
Top five niggas most like Patrick Beverly.
If LeBron put out, tell me five things you hated about Kobe. Nigga, the whole world is shut down.
Yes, it would.
Like, what the fuck?
That's
the NBA was shut down. They would not play no games.
That's the dumbest question ever. His wife got it hooked up to nothing. Y'all ain't see the wild shit. LeBron.
All right, him and KD. KD, he don't care no more.
He'll
answer the lower. The nigga with 300 followers, he will answer that nigga.
Imagine you talking to me.
Right.
Nigga be talking to
me. But you talking to me now. Yeah, nigga.
Nigga with frame that kind
nappy
of
head ass.
More Than Culture is the brand. It's the More Than Culture show. Kamar the Secret Genius.
Remo Rod.
Ronnie Jordan.
guess I'm Tom Crowder.
He fucked me up.
But my mama ain't in
there. Nigga, and yeah, boy, new logo, goddamn, in the background.
Okay, yeah, what is called?
Goddamn, Fanta.
Fanta. Right. Fanta. Shout out to Fanta. Shout out to Josh Caraway, man.
Josh is responsible for all design. The logos you see of ours that switch up from time.
Yeah, I got shout something about to come out of Josh's design, man. Tomorrow really ain't too, promised. Sure. So y'all be on the lookout for the trap shit.
That shit hard, actually.
It's just very hard.
Thank you, guys. Congratulations. We got that Verify is very hard, too. I need to see more of it.
What's Tomorrow ain't promised? Who's that?
Tomorrow really ain't promised trap.
Oh, that's hard. That's acronym.
Got three hard, y'all. Here we go.
Pause.
Hey, this, my logo earned a rating. My logo earned a rating of three hard. Y'all the only one that said the same shit. How am I gay now?
That nigga said I got a three hard. That's what
you. That shit hard. That shit hard is hard.
Nigga,
and now I'm the one.
Nigga, get a new pendant, boy. New more diamonds make you more sassy.
That nigga,
hey,
nigga with sassy red on y'all.
When you see Tyler rolling in the street, ski.
That's the funniest rapper right
scared
now.
Off like,
ski.
Yeah. She look.
She turned the party right on up.
She
boy.
Don't look well though.
Yeah.
I'm not. She's attracted to somebody. I'm saying like I don't.
She look like
that's
Lauren
not
Knight.
Bag. That's not
after
your
the long
eczema.
Yeah, she doesn't look like she's taking the best care of herself.
She's a youngin', man. She's outside.
Y'all got my back.
Hot Cheetos don't age well, bro.
Nah, she probably put hot Cheetos on her fried chicken. Like,
what the fuck you mean?
She just
Takis and Tahitian treat.
Mm-hmm. She need a ski eat sauce.
Low on water intake.
For sure. She looks dehydrated.
Casamigos.
They get their major deal. They clean them up real nice.
So, yeah, I don't think she's an ugly girl. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just did, like she said, I don't think she take care of herself. Like, she's young,
busy.
Though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Drunk. Now busy. But I feel like, yeah, even when she first, you know what? Actually, when her that first little video came out when she was doing the pussy pink booty hole brown, she looked better in that video than she does now.
Because she is on a run. She probably doing it. She ain't slept in a Gucci night. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
She like, $50K for
an interview. Hey, well, I remember the first time I seen what Money Really Did was when I was watching The Band. Y'all remember The Band?
They got dusted right on my boy.
I said, yo, they turned these niggas. That was for HD. And I was like, they turned these motherfuckers into superstars, bro.
Freddie P was the biggest.
The biggest
turnaround?
Freddie P was dirty as shit.
Freddie P was super dirty.
Yeah, I feel like
he beat up Ness for the record. He did whoop Ness ass.
Yeah.
Okay. It's coming back. It all just came
Freddie
back.
Freddie P talked with the list, but he could rap like shit. Yeah.
Did they clean Chopper up?
They clean Chopper up.
Everybody in there was horrible.
I remember Chopper being.
Yo, I think I ain't gonna say that shit. Yeah.
And they made Sarah look like.
Yeah, they made her look
Sarah
like
was already
like
crazy.
I mean, you could tell she had some, like, you know what I mean? They just had to knock some dirt off her.
Diddy is.
They transformed Baps. I'm just gonna let you know.
That's what Diddy is. That's what he do.
Baps got transformed. Nigga was like, oh, I'll smash.
Babs went from regular Babs. DeBrat.
That's why I'm like, who is Babs? Babs.
Babs. Mm-hmm. She went from regular DeBrat to that video with
Iverson.
She was in that
Tyrese.
Bikini.
What do you like?
Nigga, she was
Tyrese.
You can run that back today.
Do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
And still look at DeBrat with
that's how I find DeBrat. That nigga just be positive. Mental picture. Yep.
Yep.
Nigga like, damn, man, a chick got her pregnant.
She damn near looking.
Y'all niggas failed.
Damn, all that time.
Ain't none of y'all gangster niggas
got
DeBrat.
Pregnant at 45.
Back outside too. She dropped that baby off of Kevin Pusher.
Back right, outside,
here go,
boys.
Hey, yo, baby. Here go your baby. Right.
Here go your baby.
I'm back to being Gerald.
Here go your
here baby.
Back,
back
to being work. Gerald. Who you have?
Old nigga at the club. Oh, what's up?
Get her on here.
Nope.
That's her assistant.
Y'all worry. Yeah, tell her to pull up, man.
Yeah,
she
man,
can
that'd be hard. So you can meet your goddamn son.
Meet my mentor.
Your mentor.
What if that was my sperm the brat had?
I'm telling you what happened, bro. I'm
they
telling
said they got white sperm.
What happened?
Yo, you don't remember. You're not telling us.
You don't remember the story
I'm telling you
where
what
Tyler was fucked up in college and he had to get some money? He went from plasma to nothing. You don't remember that shit?
I've been fucked up for a long time. Never long enough to sell my fluids.
You ain't never did the plasma? Mm-hmm.
You so plasma.
I thought about it. I've been to the point I thought about it. Right. But I never went through it.
Yeah.
I've been to the point I thought about a lot of shit, but I ain't never been through it.
I had the Uber driver app on the phone.
It was up there.
And I was like, but I ain't gonna do this shit.
Man, it ain't gonna take me one nigga. Be like, The fat nigga in the car.
Fat nigga at the dough.
In the car.
Fat nigga at the dough, yeah. Fat nigga at the dough.
No, Ronnie.
Drop it off Uber Eats, nigga. Yeah. That's funny.
Shout out to anybody that is in entertainment that is driving Uber now. Or doing any job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
You got to, bro.
Some of the coolest people I met was Uber drivers, though. Like,
you be, yo, you, your Uber driver luck is pretty good. You
that is awesome. Amazing.
Hold on. I don't know if I ever told y'all this nigga met a vampire in L.A. with a limo that took us around.
Oh, we kicked it. Oh, we
slow down.
We kicked it with the vampire,
and they gave us weed. It was awesome.
They gave us, hold on.
Yeah, they had a female assistant vampire.
Yeah, it was dope.
In a limousine.
It was in a limousine. He hit ball ribs.
Is it a limousine or a hearse?
No, it was a limo.
It was an old school limo. Yeah,
it came like from a funeral home.
It was a Lincoln Town
car.
They
bought it from a funeral
home. It's been
in
a slow parade of cars.
A slow parade of vehicles.
Yeah, for sure. I forgot, dog. I can't think of his name. I know a girl
it was
name.
A
you know.
Pig or some shit. Like a, it was a pork. It was, yeah. it was a big ass white boy.
Was it an XL? Like, or was it a regular, this Uber?
XL.
No, nigga, it was
a limousine. Are you not listening to that?
No, no, no.
You mean, like, how y'all
connect? How did you get a... Oh, you don't find a limousine on
he
Uber,
found
dog.
Me. I
think it was the girl. She was cool or some shit. She used to give us weed. Like, she was my weed person.
Uh-huh.
And her dude pulled up in the limo and was like, the comedians, they cool? Come on, ride with us. So I was like, you want to... Then, you know, L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Free ride. We finna go see what's going on.
Yeah. Uber $81 anywhere you go.
Yeah, we finna see what's going
on. They just offered a ride? Like, y'all hop on me?
So, yes, right. We were cool with the girl that sold weed. Because in L.A., they had Uber. Women that, like, come to your house with the weed and some angels.
She was like, she tattooed. Like Elvira, goddamn.
Yeah, everybody sell weed out there.
Everybody sell weed.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what happened. She was on some vampires. She still is. I'll be following her Snapchat. She's still on vampire time. But yeah, I feel like
she's still on vampire time.
She's only up
she
at
trying to bite Tyler. Like,
that's what I'm saying. What are they doing to make themselves vampires? Like,
they were just very white.
And the teeth.
They got
Shawty had the teeth. I don't remember the dude. I ain't looking
they was drinking blood.
She take them in and out, though. She take them in and out, though.
So do vampires.
Right.
They be living with this shit regular.
Y'all ever seen them in the daytime?
You know what?
Did she ever bring weed over in the daytime? That'd be the only time.
She did.
I ain't seen Buddy in the daytime.
Yeah, I'm trying to see, like, these motherfucking vampires. Like, what's... How deep does it go?
She's a big titty vampire. Blood and milk.
Big titty vamping.
Blood and milk.
She had some knockers.
Yes, sir.
She's a nice lady. Mm-hmm. Shout out to her. I forgot her name. I still follow her Instagram, too.
You ain't got to suck no blood, but I got something for you.
Yeah.
She had
a good number on the time got there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, good number on the weedery.
Anywho.
Is that us?
Ski.
I'm looking for the hoes. What's up with y'all?
I was about to say, so what's up? You been on the road with Desi. You back on the road with Desi, right?
No, they started the theater too. I went to Philly with the Ha Ha Mafia. So.
Ha ha.
Shout out to Desi. He sold out two shows, Alabama and Louisiana, his first two shows on the
bam, bam.
Third was September 2nd. I will be at the Tabernacle. It's going up.
The Nat.
The Tabernacle.
The Tabernacle looked good on camera.
So that's dope, huh?
Tabernacle is a classic.
Do we need to pull up?
Y'all might need to pull up.
Yeah, yeah.
I might need to pull up. They heard he had it at home. September 2nd.
Yeah, I remember the one last time he had it at the, I think we was at the same show, backstage. Oh, that was Buckhead Theater. That's right. Backstage was hot as a bitch back there, boy. God told me.
I just did a show out there. I shot D'Anthony Turner and Janet Dollar.
Oh, man. That shit wild, ain't it?
That shit wild, bro.
Man, Buckhead Theater?
I spent the last backstage. 10 minutes. I don't like when people do
D'Anthony Turner's funny.
Funny as fuck.
That nigga's hilarious.
Very funny.
Yeah.
It was a great show. And then they had like
you're not taking my shit.
They have a double host. There he is.
Yo.
There you go.
There you go.
They had a double host.
Yo.
Oh, shit.
What's up,
my push up brother.
We gonna get y'all in a second.
Have a seat, DB.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, what the?
You got the Goldie backpack?
Okay. Yeah, you got that early, dude.
That's an exclusive.
Yeah, I'm about to say he just got him yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
Love, what's up?
Yeah, he just got that.
We get to smoking a lot of pot and talking shit with them North Carolina. When them Carolina niggas come, we smoke way too much weed and talk.
Hey, what you were saying about the backstage, I want to hear your story.
Oh, no. You competing with sugar daddies, hookah girls.
Oh, okay.
and like five
is
trap.
Gabby Road backstage. Still?
Yes, yeah, yes.
Bro. It's still open.
It's still up.
Them niggas be doing show every Tuesday.
But you know,
Right?
The crazy shit is, it's Gabby Road off of Old National Highway, and they say you can't have weed on the premises.
But nigga,
the premises. Nigga,
the
goddamn. The security guard. This nigga patted me down. He's like, that's the 3-5. I feel it. You can't have weed on the premises.
What?
I'm like, nigga.
I just did that show. There's no way.
It depends on the security guard.
It depends
I went,
on the dude.
I went last week. Mm.
You had the same nigga?
Nah, but they said.
I used the security guard.
I went outside to smoke, and they said they use sometimes they don't let you smoke out here.
Oh, no, man.
Oh, God,
oh, God,
there
was a nigga out there hitting the hard.
Niggas on crack over there, dog.
Steal. Yeah,
nigga, they sell pussy at the shed across the street.
You shouldn't stop nobody from smoking outside.
Especially as wild as it is on the inside
of
there.
Yeah, it's crazy in there.
Too many times in the verse for you not to be able to smoke on God's
road. Right.
Two Chainz done said God.
So how was it for you?
It was too many comedians that they put up.
Oh, I don't like that. Especially at a place like that.
And so now everybody's kind of just like laughed out. They just kind of like, you know,
they're ready for it to be over with.
Caught them about maybe 25 minutes in. They kind of like started fading, but then I got them back.
Oh, you did 25 minutes?
You was headlining, huh?
Yeah, I was the headliner.
Hell yeah, boy.
I'm just trying to get my ref in. Like, my time.
Nigga trying to get some more jeans.
Yeah.
I'm going to go after you.
Yeah, this nigga did 10 minutes.
That was how you did, though.
10. But nah, you know, it was cool. It was cool. And then, you know, at the end, a few people, like, you know, niggas don't really come up to you be like, good job until they leave. Mm-hmm. Like, when they walk in, like,
laughing.
Well, you got
them
crazy. Well, you crazy. Well, I'm like, nigga,
you was talking
the whole time.
That's the shit. Crazy.
The whole time, bro. And you got so much
swear
glee
that they enjoying you while they are being disrespectful. It's like, nah, man, you doing
it's
good.
Like, don't have manners now, bitch. In my face.
And nigga, what's your gram, bro? I swear to God, I want to follow.
What's your gram? I said it when I was up there. If you was listening,
damn sure gave it up.
You F word.
You know how you be praying for a confirmation or something? You just let me know I don't need to be in nobody's room.
But don't go to that one.
Yeah.
I'm cool on
that. I fuck with them, Janet. I even said, it got to a point in my set where I set my alarm. I said, when that shit go off, I'm out.
There was so many comedians.
I didn't have that problem. Okay. Thank God they didn't do that because that would have been crazy.
I walk in the door, ask some questions.
And they try to sell me a CD. There, that lets you know what type of place it was, and try to tell me that she said shit. Unless you got like a 2023 or something, you probably got a CD player.
Just
in your
2023.
He got some good logic on him.
Nah, you don't, man. Like, they took them bitches out.
15.
Motherfucker ain't had no cover or nothing, bro. It was raw dog CD. Raw dog CD, baby dog.
Y'all fuck with me.
Blend me with something. Blend me
when I listen to.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Get a nigga drink or something.
Nah, he wasn't charging. I give him that much.
He was giving
it was his music.
He was just giving out blank discs.
He said it's his homeboy music, but it got to be his.
Well, why
right?
He had
right?
Damn, boy,
it got to be his.
He got to fire his manager.
If you're going crazy about your homeboy, though, that's
he that's tried to get the DJ to play it. The DJ was like, I ain't got no CD player. Then he was like, "That was the
try nigga,
this nigga on TV." Let me give it to him.
I know he can make it.
Didn't they say he was on Wild and Out?
Hey, nigga, get it to Nick.
Oh, nah, that's before I even went on stage. This nigga was talking to me outside on the porch before I went on stage.
You look like you got a cough.
That nigga put the cigarette.
You got on 2 Chainz.
Hey, big dog, take my CD. He said, "Take my CD. Take your CD.
Put his drink on."
As a coaster, sir?
That nigga was trying to play you his husband's music, man. It was
a young nigga, too. That's what made it so crazy. Like, a young nigga with a CD? That's so crazy.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? When you not know what form of medium you need to play your music on.
Especially when you're 22.
Send the link, my boy. God damn.
No, it's the whole website on the CD, dog. Just put it in the goddamn
one. What if a MySpace pop up?
You know what I'm saying?
It's a DVD.
I don't know if I told you on camera, but they dumped all of the hard, like whatever the hard drive, all the backup on MySpace. So everything they had on there is gone.
Not my top five.
Your shit gone.
My dog.
Somebody bought that shit from them.
I grabbed like 9 pictures before they did that shit.
You know the last wave of MySpace? I think Birthday Sex was out. That was when it was about to be done.
Girl, you know off that app.
Put you to bed.
That nigga said that shit on the game. I want to put you to bed.
When I moved here, I saw exactly how. Now, I'm not trying to say he ain't got nothing. Let me take it back. I saw exactly how Jay Holiday's career didn't advance any further than it did. Because he was at Magic every time I was.
Oh, I was working. He went on the road.
Yeah, I was making money. That nigga was in there spending money. Yeah, I said, boy, the bed is going crazy, ain't it?
You gonna spend your bed money.
Man, he did, bro. I know he did.
Why you get a queen and you straight? You know what I'm saying?
That bed is going toe to toe with anybody, anybody, bro.
All his tax returns say wings and dance. What is all this shit from MJ?
MJ.
They probably got a real
name. MCK out there at Magic City Kitchen. Them niggas is a conglomerate now. They got, oh, what's that, an Amber Alert? What if that's a black Amber Alert? Like, it got a little ring. I got a little jangle to it. No, 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 this nigga lost.
Devon Turner is.
Devon
Turner is looking.
Now, this nigga ordered some folding chairs.
Hey, bro, let me tell you something. If it's ever a nigga named Devon Turner that goes missing, you will never know about this shit.
At all.
Unless he go missing from the NFL.
It's a different thing.
Or he go missing with his white girl.
We ain't gonna repost Devon Turner.
They had to call that nigga Devin. Just damn, to get it off bro. On the news. Devon Turner missing a nigga named Devon Turner.
He ain't gonna care.
Devin Turner as a black woman has a slight chance of being mentioned on the news. But Devon, no.
Do damn. Y'all follow ATL Scoop?
Sometimes.
It comes on my timeline,
man,
all the time.
They had this dude. They had a clip of this young dude, and he had just bought a brand new Camaro cash. He was like, 2023.
It's all on Twitter.
No, no car note. I did it.
Stupid.
2 days later, this nigga at a high speed crashed his car. Police locking him up. This nigga getting locked. His mama come out there. She faint and shit. These nigga take. Why you lame and fuck? Why your mama here faint and shit?
She gotta pay for
it. He trying to promote his page. And she, y'all still. I will be back.
I will be back. That content is a motherfucker.
POD is a drug.
That content is a drug and a devil. And
delusional, bro. So this.
I mean, not that I came to no big ass epiphany, but I'm like, we stay in this.
Okay, words.
Man, y'all stupid.
Boy, going up, man. Yeah, fuck what you talking about. It ain't in the game no more.
Yeah, nah, we might have to stop. Even reacting. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not.
Okay. They gonna get a Pulitzer Prize. Like, that's crazy.
Find out if he take his beans off, he can't say no big words.
That's wild. Man, you
take his braces off, you can't say no big words.
You write a book, nigga. Yeah.
If that nigga can't say no big words without his braces, I would die.
As many beads on them braces, that's how many
big
words he got.
That fucked up, Brand. That nigga Brand in the corner, goddamn, just laughing. His, all right.
Bro, that's funny.
This nigga only had 19 big words. That nigga got, in the
nigga got vocabulary beads.
Vocabulary beads.
The same beads Shuri had in Black Panther.
And can see everything.
But hold on, what's your opinion? I'm so sorry, yeah. Man, that's my fault. That's so, my fault.
It's two worlds, right? It's the world that we're living in.
Uh-huh.
And then it's the online world.
Talk that shit.
The metaverse.
We're going to die from this first world. Mm-hmm. But we're going to live forever in this second world.
Uh-huh.
So which is more important to invest your time into? Is it right now?
That I could feel and that you can touch feel, and know about?
Or your legacy?
Which you don't know about.
Which is going to be forever.
Which is for every, which is for other everybody. People,
is. Which is for
right.
other people.
Right, that I care about.
And then... Because racism is a real thing.
Mm-hmm. It's coming.
Is happening. They saying that slaves were indentured servants and all type of goofy shit.
Share proper is going to be the new top part.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm just saying, like, I see why these kids they care so much.
Mr. Brand, I don't know if you know this. We got cameras running. We got microphones. Oh, we're doing a show over here.
I ain't never heard a phone that loud.
Goddamn, we got Sarai.
That's a good
ass
phone.
You got Bose. You got Bose speakers in
there. We know Larry June just dropped.
This is phone case.
I'm trying to get two episodes in, man. I'm sorry.
Then they got a phone case with 212s in it.
You're like, Larry June?
Wow, wow, wow. But you got a box Chevy in his hand. So your epiphany is, like, what she put more of your time into? What'd you choose?
I'm just saying, like, where kids are right now as far as, like, putting their life... Why are they so...
That's going to be natural to them.
Why they're so, like, nigga, my life is this. This is real. You said something on this. Nigga,
damn remote.
Who gives a fuck about that? Damn. We old. You know what I'm saying? But these niggas really care because this is the real world.
Damn. My boy put some shit down, man. That nigga been walking himself into, like, a better life. The glow up has been stupid. Like the nigga did, like, speak some more.
Still walking yourself into it. No, for real, though.
Speak more articulate.
It's some shit going down. You got to educate yourself. Whatever you want to elevate, you got to exercise.
You have to.
No, for real, your mind.
If you don't, like Dick Gregory said, stroke, you got to get some calisthenics in every single day. Some type of calisthenics. I mean, even if it ain't running and walking. Deep Gregory. You said what?
The
Secret.
That's The Secret. Calisthenics right there.
Calisthenics, man.
Calisthenics, bro.
Right.
Does swimming count?
Yeah.
Any type of
you using your own body weight to do anything.
Every day, though. You don't swim every day. You got to do something else. Nobody swim every day.
On some real shit, you know what the hardest thing to do is?
I swim with my kids go to cross-country practice. Squat. They're in cross-country now.
Like just doing
you doing Jane Fonda's?
Nah, nigga.
Yeah, that's what I call them. If you're doing squats with no weights, that shit hurts. And two. Yeah.
Like if you don't be getting up and shit.
If you do like 50 a day.
Nigga, off the couch in your good spot where he's already got the U in it.
That's what girls do when they're mad at you. They start working out.
They be doing challenges. Yeah, that's a glow up.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't here last time. We were talking about Remo's glow up. So my boy been going crazy. Now, remember he missed the last episode.
You've been exfoliating and shit? Just walking in exfoliating.
Boy, I've been doing all kinds of shit.
You've been earthing? You've been grounding?
This is the first day he ain't had a man bun in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, his shit been up. He been having an updo for the last.
The other day it was kind of like. It was
very. Yeah, he had a man bun for like 2 weeks straight. he just brought it down.
My boy is slaying.
You did look like Killmonger at Renaissance.
You gonna break my soul.
Killmonger was going to see Beyonce with Simone.
Hey, but nah, you know what though? We need to celebrate that more because that's bro. You know what I mean. Women do that with each other, like cause shit.
Yes.
Shit, getting out of a relationship is hard, nigga. For both parties.
Especially when you did the Hail Mary to try to goddamn save it. She was like, I'm cool.
Oh, I ain't know about that.
I'm saying he ain't talking about Remo though.
We ain't talking about Remo.
Every nigga has done a Hail Mary.
Like
try to
get her back, and she still didn't fuck with you. That is a stonewalling. That'll hurt.
Nigga might say some shit like, "But what if I die though?"
Yeah, that when you. That's my last hit.
If you ever get there,
don't you do that,
if
brother.
If you ever get to that point, you have crossed the line. You need to pull it back.
Love yourself.
Pull it back.
I crossed the line. What if I
was trying to get one of them feel something for you? Like, what if I'm gone?
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Either that, you got to go holler at her mama.
Hilarious.
Oh, man, that's your last two. Your last two outs is suicide, her mama. That's
you gotta
your
try
last
your
two outs,
best
bro.
To nothing, her mama.
But after,
I think he meant holler at the mama to get the relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing
Remo,
in your mama.
What is wrong with
you? Remo took wrong.
I thought you glowed up.
You still got demons on your shoulders. You know what I'm saying? Be an angel then.
Now we getting back to it. You got some clarity.
That's a good still got demons movie angels. Though. Nigga, you be like, what's up, Miss Parker?
Right. How I'm gonna get money selling dick. That's how. You seen that Tubi shit? What?
No.
Oh, and then that shit been going viral. Like, they was like, I'm done with Tubi. And it's a nigga. She was like, ain't you going to work? He ain't got no job. You wanna know how I've been supporting this family for the last 4 or 5 weeks? I've been selling dick. That's right.
That's right.
Every night I'm out here smashing these bitches, and they love it.
And they love
it. I'm making shit up now.
Is that the same movie where the old dude was getting abused? It's a nigga that was crazy. That shit was wild. I don't know.
Old
nigga had the invalid, right? And this lady was.
Oh, like, that shit funny as hell.
Nigga in the room.
And she starts sucking his leg.
And that nigga was like, hell yeah.
And he was sitting there like just out of it.
Acting like he was out of it. And then nigga was like, yeah.
Then she was like, she was washing him off. He's talking and talking. And next thing you know, she started bobbing her head like on his dick, and that nigga face was like,
he came out that shit quick as a
bitch. Multiple sclerosis out this nigga.
Sucked the MS out that man's body.
He was no longer.
That's funny as hell.
That's funny.
He said something like, yeah.
Yeah, he said something crazy.
He said some wild shit.
Oh, man, that shit was funny. Yeah, Tubi. And then,
that's funny catching somebody abusing you. And then like, what's that?
That what's up? What's my girl from Housewives? Jordan. Claudia Jordan.
She got a movie on there?
Bro, I want to say, it's kind of grainy, but I want to say that's her in the movie where that shoots the dude, the woman, and the child.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's Claudia.
Man, I think that's
her. That's the nigga curved the bullet around the goddamn world.
No, that's the nigga outside.
Ain't that the ending song?
That shit was all right, though. You know what I'm saying?
You fuck with it?
Yeah, that was pretty decent. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was pretty decent as far as the ending.
Yeah, that shit goofy.
I'm going to tell y'all the best shit on Tubi. The best shit on Tubi is this shit called Hoochie Daddies. It's all studs living in a house competing to be the top stud.
It's a reality show.
It's a reality show, and they nigga, they do a little dance on the intros and shit. They be doing nigga shit, grabbing their dick like, just get out the car, like, yeah, my name. Nigga, they got the car. And then they put them in the house. They pick the room. One of the rooms is like a closet. It's like a regular Airbnb. And then you got the main stud like, yeah, welcome to the Hoochie Daddy.
Oh, my God.
You competing for a chain and a two-day trip to Mexico. Like, what the fuck is this
Punta
shit? Punta Cana. My homeboy called me in the airport, bro. Was like, nigga, watch. My homeboy said, nigga, turn this shit on now.
What the fuck is a stud going to do in Mexico?
Hilarious.
What you mean?
Get a dick done.
And I left the dick in customs. My dick ain't making it through. The fuck?
Exactly. They taking
my
that
dick
shit.
Dick bag in the back.
You know how depressed you're going to be for 3 days in Mexico without
my
your dick?
Dick bag in the back. Popping on them.
They didn't know what it was. I got the red light when I went to the thing. And
I thought it was full of cocaine.
Losing your dick bag on vacation. Boy, gotta be. Boy, like, oh, depressing. Man, that's the worst.
That's going to break up the relationship.
You going to go get married?
Let's ship over with. Cause you know the chick really the feminine one probably, you know what I mean, needs that. That's the deal breaker.
Deal breaker, dog.
That's the deal breaker.
Hey, what if they bring the dick back? Like, we had to cut it open. We thought it was cocaine in the dick.
Spit all hard love like hot dog.
Split
all
that's my favorite.
It'll split a dick open, bro.
That's terrible.
Nigga cut dildos open.
How do you
cut a dick? What knife?
Nigga
sound like a swisher just
made. A blunt opener.
A blunt opener.
What the hell? What the hell? What the hell? Inside the motherfucker.
Tobacco? Tobacco
inside. Ooh, yeah, I can't
that's
see
how
it's
they get hooked
Mexico,
on them.
Bro.
What up,
you know how hot they would be?
Brought a whole crocodile in that motherfucker.
You know how hot a stud would be in Mexico? It's hot everywhere in Mexico. And they gonna have them jeans.
With like eight bras.
What if they be like,
what if they be like, we left your dildo bag in the window, they melted. It'd be like one little plate.
The Mexican heat is together.
You got dick heads out of a little plate.
You gotta scoop your dick back together.
Your dick back together.
You got a dick platter now.
Oh my god. Fuck out of Del Taco.
Oh my god. Shout out to all the studs that watch us and come to with me with the smoke. What's up, Twin?
Y'all know what time it is.
What's going on, Twin?
Y'all know what time it is. Whole bunch of studs in Seattle, boy. Sleepless.
They out there.
Sleepless in Seattle.
They like me smoking that, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I see the joint.
A whole bunch of studs with afros out there.
We go together now.
I ain't never
natural
seen
natural studs.
I ain't never seen a Samoan stud.
That's hilarious.
First time, bitch. Bitch had the tattoo like
the
rock and everything.
The
she had the tattoo like the tribal thing like the rock
like
and
the
everything.
Rock.
Oh,
shit. Did she stand there in a row with her friends and do this? Wow. In the beginning,
big guy. Yeah. Big guy. Big guy. Big guy.
No, that mean y'all married.
That mean we gotta play football,
bruh. That mean you about to go to war.
Nah, it is a war.
It's a war.
It's like war cry.
She had a rugby team.
Samoan
rugby.
Bro, did you see Brittany Griner play basketball chest naked?
No,
bro. I think that's AI, dog.
That's true?
Bro, she was hooping chest naked,
I sent that to the group one time, yeah.
No,
I think that's AI,
dog. That was Clayton English, nigga. Brittany
crying,
nigga. That was
Clayton. All I'm saying, her calisthenic game,
yo,
crazy.
That's a real thing.
If that was a real video, bro,
she was by the pool hooping.
I know I said it. You can see her ribs and everything. Like, yeah. You look like a little boy. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think that was her.
So you didn't look at it?
She might have had them removed. Bro, she had a little bow wow chest, bro. Mastectomy, I think it's called.
Does anybody want to finally admit?
Uh-oh.
Here you go.
What you about to say? Something wild.
That, you know me. That they searched her in Russia, found the dick, and was like, we don't know what to do.
The dick might have had a vape pen.
Maybe. What if they were for dick is hash? And they was like,
she put the vape pen in the dick to sneak it through there.
That's what.
And hit the motherfucker like
and
this.
They cut it open.
And they cut it open. I was like, man, there's a pen in here. Get your ass in there.
Something kept beeping. She was like, it's my dick.
I'm sorry, y'all. My dick got a cartridge in it.
He got a cartridge.
Yeah, it's a runt.
It's dying. I like my dick to taste like runts with my girl's second.
I need to put it on the charger.
The vape dick. You got the vape dick.
A hookah dick.
Yo, I'm telling you,
don't let my
A breath mint in the dick? That's crazy. Hey,
you know what, though? Now you might be on.
Come on, man.
Shout out studs in my DM. Don't at me, B.
But what? Hold on. But what if it's like... But what if they like studs had strap and they shoot like jelly or like strawberry, like Gatorade?
I think they do got some. They gotta have some
like Gatorade to be crazy, like for dehydration. Gatorade is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because stud sex lasts a long time. You hear me?
But that bitch leak when wearing the Kroger though.
These niggas. You don't never not get hard.
Crazy.
You stay hard
always.
Yeah.
You always
it's
on
it's
hard.
On the one game. Fuck, stop it.
Out the gate, bro. Out the box.
Out the bag.
Fresh out the box.
Straight out the plastic.
That shit ain't fair.
Gotta put my dick out the box.
Do you wash the dick up? No, man. We're going too much.
Hey, I asked the women in that in Seattle.
Okay, what they say?
They said you would like to get a new one, but in a bind.
In a bind, man.
They have sex toy soap, but like sex toy.
You would like to get a new one after a relationship? Like, how often?
When you break up, you got to send.
Damn, every time you get a new toothbrush.
How often do you got to replace the dick? Because that's a I ain't never had to replace mine.
That's a better question. Yeah. How often?
How often do you replace your toothbrush?
You got to go.
But like, what if it's a one night stand? You know that dick done been.
You can't have spirits on the dick. You got to have different.
I'm just saying, so you just take a fresh dick.
Is it like a pacifier if it falls? Do you just rinse it out?
Maybe.
If you get a little carpet on the dick, that's a lot.
Y'all answer the comments. Bro,
that's BV.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Answer in the comments.
It seemed like
carpet on the dick is crazy.
Pacifier don't get rinsed off, baby.
You
gotta throw it away.
I pick it up and get right back to it.
Oh, okay. That's a new pants.
Huh? Nah, that's real. That's real.
Some
parents just go pick it up
and suck it themselves.
And they suck it themselves.
put it in their mouth.
Way dirty than the floor.
And then you gonna put it in your baby after you done ate all that pussy.
They need them new germs.
Nobody needs it with the water bottle. You can rinse it off too.
Right, Ronnie got kids. Tell him, Ronnie.
You can rinse that motherfucker off.
Thank you, Ronnie. Somebody with some goddamn sense.
Oh, you can boil it. It's a lot of
shit. Well, boiling it is a lot. Like, you ain't home.
You gonna melt the dick if you boil it.
You gonna melt the dick.
That's dick 101.
Hey, bro. This is
dick 101.
We home taking boiled dick. I can't stand it. They better not be
in. It's hot. Stop.
Better not be in our comments talking about some shit when you got a boiled dick in you. Mm-mm.
There's somebody taking their shit out of the pot right now. Like,
yeah, that's some shit I ain't never thought about. Your dick maintenance?
Right. Bitch got re-rocked, dick.
Like, what's your...
I had to re-rock.
Hey, what if it's your monthly budget?
What if it's in the sun too long and it start curving?
Ball budget. What?
What if you sit in the sun too long and it start goddamn curving? Like,
that's why they don't be going to Mexico.
Stupid as hell.
That bitch got.
Where I'm gonna dry my dick off at? Did y'all see Giuliani?
Hey, we've been on it too long. Yeah, good job.
Giuliani at Rice Street. He got a picture.
Oh, Giuliani.
Giuliani got a Fulton County jail. Baby,
I'm waiting on Trump.
The nigga who made up the RICO law.
He got
a RICO.
Him and old girl.
They all.
There's a lot of whites in Fulton County jail too.
Yeah, they locked the streets up and all that. You can't really get downtown.
Where the fuck Trump at, though? He posted a case?
He said Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nigga, well, that shit.
Nah, Trump is.
That picture gonna be on a hoodie so fast.
Oh, nigga. My God, yeah.
Trump at
Rice
y'all.
Street, nigga, what?
You seen something. The flyers?
It's no. A party?
Nigga, on Butter ATL, they got Trump coming to Rice Street. Like, it's a party. Like,
that's funny as hell.
It's a club man. Flyer and everything.
Is that Sweet Lounge?
Wow, that's crazy.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, shit.
So grab her by the pussy party.
Get locked up like
grab her by the pussy
like a real nigga like he is, man. Nigga, all the hoes.
Him and Tilt was the same jail. Right.
Hey, what if you go in that bitch with a do-rag on? Like, I don't want to fuck my hair. Not touching my hair.
And the wife beat him.
That nigga be fake praying prostitutes just like a real nigga, man.
That's so funny.
That nigga went so far as to be like, all right, we'll tell everybody then. I'm not paying you. Yeah, Stormy Daniels. Like,
drop the book.
Say it then. Yeah. I don't care. That's some real nigga shit, bro. He had the money.
He had it.
It was Crystal.
It was like Kevin Hart that was like, you got to pay me. He was like, nope.
Watch this.
I'll do a special.
Watch this.
Nope.
He said, because I ain't never paid for pussy. That's what they don't get.
Right.
That's crazy.
This ain't going to be my. You ain't going to be my first time. That's stupid.
Yeah, that's the thing. He don't pay nobody.
That's what I'm saying.
He
like, yeah,
he
like, girl.
He's like, well, I ain't paying.
He don't pay Trump towels or none of that shit.
He don't pay for nothing. He'd be like, sue me,
I'm
nigga.
Out, dog.
Yeah. He did the same thing with her.
Sue me.
You want to get paid, sue me, bro.
I got you next Tuesday. Then nigga hit her with the next Tuesday line.
Put his ex-wife on the golf course, buried her so you won't get taxed.
Yeah, put that
never
on
get
the
a property tax.
That's crazy.
It's a, I it's looked a, it up. You can't do it in Florida.
Because it's a graveyard.
I asked my mom. I was like, can y'all?
Because it's a grave site.
Yeah, you can't do it in Georgia.
Damn. You doing it in Florida, though?
Yeah.
Sound like something you can do in Florida.
That shit make it tax anything exempt. You don't have to pay no property tax on that bitch. No more.
Damn. One body, that's all you need. Just one body.
You ain't got to put no church on there.
And bury them in the corner.
Georgia, you got to
on the church. Whole golf course, that's like 20 acres. Right.
I know some serial smart. Killers that was like, hold on. Yeah, I'm saying,
right. Like, I got 13 guys. I can tell you what some bodies
that's incriminated is under his ex-wife.
Yeah.
All the files up under her.
Ooh, that dirty motherfucker.
You can't exhume that body.
Yeah, dirty motherfucker.
Trump did. He slick. He slick with it.
That nigga lost and still.
Well, then
like,
they go to Uptown when he get out. Like, let me buy Uptown. We'll do a set.
And they open up for Tip.
Got some things to say.
What is it tripping on Sundays?
Yeah, him and him. And
Erica Dutch is up there.
I heard they had me at the funeral. Shout out to Pastor Bryant.
The upper room. Oh,
had a nigga on there.
He bombed. I'm gonna say it again. Go look at the tape.
Go look at the tape, y'all.
He bombed and he hold out.
Is there a tape? Nah, it's a reel.
I hope not.
He put it up.
It's a highlight reel. Highlight.
That's the thing. He put his own highlight of the funeral up the same night. I was like, this nigga is
right.
Awful.
Putting a highlight reel of it's a funeral, crazy. A funeral is a wild crazy, thing bro. To do, bro.
You vlogging bro. For the day?
That's crazy.
He did a walkaway and shit like that. You know, did a walkaway.
What's right. going on, y'all? Pastor Brian, we had a funeral today.
Right.
Follow me as we... Like, yeah. Nigga, no, he what said, what's up,
TikTok? Right. It's like a fucking fourth grade hoop mixtape. Shit, I don't want to watch that shit.
But a nigga dead.
Yeah.
But a nigga did. You know what the crazy thing about the January 6th shit is? Ain't nobody said nothing about the police getting killed. Like, that should be the biggest part of that story. Damn, the people storming the cap. Police died in there. And it's always Blue Lives Matter this and all that shit. But ain't nobody said, nobody came to the defense of the three police officers that fucking were murdered in there.
I ain't even know there was three.
Exactly, know. Nigga.
I ain't even realize that.
Niggas got, niggas got beat to death. Not niggas. Cops got beat to death in that motherfucker.
Dead.
Well, the doctor
dead, smashed.
Beat to death?
Beat to death. Shot, beat to death, stomped out. Yes, nigga.
Damn, they stomped the yard on him.
Crazy. What is that? Theta.
Man, they did that shit on y'all
Theta
Newt. Theta Newt. Man, you seen Hard Knocks back home?
Yes,
you know
sir.
How they did the rookies before? They did your whole scene.
They
your
did,
movie.
They did.
Them niggas did it bad, though. They was like, this nigga's an extra grade. They were like, boo, nigga.
Yeah, that shit. That was the first time I seen one.
They
that
needed
was
you,
bro. Right. Needed you, dog.
Yeah. Damn, bro. You saw it? How'd it make you feel?
You know how it makes me feel is like how it made me felt when I first seen the movie. Because I did one. And they
what
did.
What was yours?
I'm not going to tell
what
you.
What was your frat call?
Come on, bro.
No.
We put on Patreon. We cut this out. Put on
never.
Patreon.
You going to make us guess?
Yeah.
Man,
because he got it.
He got it.
Ready.
He got it on tape.
You know what I'm saying?
You've
been waiting for this moment.
If you think Chucky was something.
Oh,
my God. What was your... Please tell us, dog.
It was serious, or it was like too funny, or what? It
funny.
Was like
did
weird.
Did you rip too hard? You might have ripped too hard.
I said, "Praise the Lord," but the way I said it was like, you know what I'm saying? It was.
It got cut.
Yeah, it got
your
cut.
Name was Lil Brother. Praise the Lord.
No. Oh.
No. Yo, what was your line name?
Coffee. Like John Coffee.
Coffee.
Coffee. Praise the Lord.
Well, you should have known they was going to cut that. They're going to use another movie reference in the movie.
What was your
John Coffee ain't a real person. Thing, that nigga's
it was Coffee.
That nigga's a character in the movie.
Man, do your line call, coffee. Please, dog.
Please, dog.
The fans need it. We need to uptick in our numbers.
Come on, man. We've been hoeing ourselves out for some subscribers this whole time. Let's go.
We didn't talk about dicks for about too long.
Yeah, black. Niggas left.
We're going to have to cut some of the dicks.
Oh. Black coffee, no sugar, no cream.
No sugar, no cream.
Black coffee,
black
no
coffee,
sugar.
No sugar, no cream.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
They're like, we don't cut this shit.
Half decaf.
Almond milk.
This was in the bag like coffee's cut.
Coffee's cut.
Add some Splendor.
The fuck you mean?
Iced coffee.
What was it, dog?
Frappuccino.
Nah, Lord, what is it?
Do the real shit, dog.
It was praise the Lord, bro.
That's man. All you said. You have a whole thing. You got to say at least your name. You know what I'm saying? You got to say like your.
I mean, we just did it. It wasn't a real
No, I'm saying you got to get... I'm trying to think what happened in the movie.
This was the movie.
No, I'm saying what happened in the movie. I wasn't about to say what happened in the movie, but like, what happened...
This nigga goddamn tried to... Q dog.
Nah, what happened in the movie? Then like, I was trying to remember what they said.
So it's like a name.
So they said their name.
This
like
nigga,
a little...
this nigga jersey grew shoulder pads. A little... All right, so you need a name. You need a.
What'd you say, nigga? Stop trying to get out of this shit.
He know what he say. That's what I'm saying.
He practiced so much.
Just the shit we need on a podcast.
This nigga don't care about the podcast, dog.
Don't be like that because that was your moment.
City Councilman Remo Rod.
Why?
You got it. You're going to have to stop with the jeans if you're running for city council.
City council.
That's what they're going to put on the jeans. Got to stop. Because I can't even vote for you.
That's I would not. The other opponent going to play that. Is this your city council?
Right.
Are these jeans?
These the jeans you want running?
Are these the jeans you want on the city council?
Is this your city councilman's beatboxing?
Jeans belong in day 26, not in the city council.
Doom, doom, doom. City council.
That nigga come on and do his own mouth trumpet. You want somebody who do better mouth trumpet.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Bro, are you really going to do it? Don't play, man, if you ain't going to do it. We gonna,
don't
wear
that
we
gold
are
jacket,
bro,
for real.
This shit.
Don't do that. Don't
this is
that.
A promotion right now, bro, if you're doing
bro,
it.
Bro, praise the Lord.
No, not praise the Lord. I'm talking about if you're going to run for city council. I gave
Oh, no. When I sign the applications, I'm going to do it correctly.
All right, y'all heard right. me here first.
Remo going to be city council, Remo.
You running for city council.
Councilman Remo.
When I sign the application.
Mm-hmm. For... Never mind.
What you said, though?
You got it. When you sign that application, we're going
to behind you.
Thank you, bro.
I'm behind you, too, dog. I was just going to dive too deep, and it wasn't the time.
Thank you, sir.
Stomp the yard. What you said.
All right. It was a chant. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Remo.
It was like, pray, praise the Lord.
Oh, that's whack.
Hey, cut coffee. We're going to cut coffee's part, guys.
No wonder it took so
long.
You should have went with
Marcus.
Damn, Remo, that's the writer, bro.
I didn't choose it,
Kill Sound.
You should have went
I did not choose
Black Coffee. No,
it was a white dude that's like,
but you know what I did choose that they used? We were up the Thetas. Thetas.
You wrote that?
I wrote that shit.
Thetas.
Because at first they was like, Thetas.
Oh, yeah, white man.
Like,
Glee Club?
White
man got
y'all
two times.
Nigga, we on a mountain.
They went white school.
Nigga, we on a mountain. We're up to Thetas. Thetas. Ooh, boom.
Nigga said, nigga, we are on a mountain.
Thetas.
That's funny.
Thetas. Thetas.
Thetas.
Was the writers white? Thetas.
Yes.
I mean, probably the L.A. writers, but they did have some white people.
Hey, bro, I don't think there is a movie that came out in a feature film. Let me run it back. A feature film that's come out.
That's all this?
He doing the rape math. That's how Ray Charles do math.
At least one white writer.
This ain't 500.
I told you I'd be paid in all one.
I ain't gonna keep walking around here looking for one. The blind that. Sensation.
This nigga tried. That nigga said 100. He was trying to say. Hey, you a piece of shit. That nigga said, you gonna count this shit again? 100. He said it loud as fuck. 200. 300. $300. You think I ain't finna hold this up to my homeboy?
Bruh.
What the fuck?
That's so funny. Whoa. He really did try that nigga.
Shit. All right,
bro. What that nigga got paid like $15,000 at a show? Like,
you can't count that shit out. He had a money count about it.
That nigga thumb was dry.
Jeff, get the money count out the truck. That nigga deserve money count out
right, the truck. He could hear money.
He had to count money.
He probably could feel that, bitch. Mm. All right, yo. Culture comments, man. I got two this week.
I went bowling.
Two this week, man. Random Ryan.
Oh, boy, there you go.
A.K.A. Ryan Random. I always got a good one. Tyler got the tattoo placement of a check cashing lady.
Oh! That nigga is awful, boy.
He's
funny,
dog.
That's funny.
And hold on.
That's funny.
It say, this is from Gray Squad ENT 4615. I believe you got one here before, too. It say, Ronnie's favorite font on his computer is Wing Ding.
Your mom's, I'm taking her to Applebee's tomorrow.
Wing ding.
Hey, taking somebody chick to Applebee's is so disrespectful.
I'm taking his mama to Applebee's. She's dying for a 2 for $20. She's sick of you in her house.
And she gonna bring you one to two.
Watching YouTube
two
all
for
day,
20.
Nigga. Your mama needed 2 for $20.
I ain't been to Applebee's
all
in so long.
All the young niggas' mama is dying to go out. That's what I've learned in my That's research. Wild. All these young niggas that be talking shit.
They still
mama,
got.
They mama sick of them.
2 for $20 at Applebee's.
They still got it, even with the inflation.
Shout out to Applebee's making a way.
They take three making more shrimps
away,
off.
You know what I'm saying? Because
that world today takes everything you got.
That shit coming you through.
Add
for
another
somebody.
20, you get some margarita. One margarita.
One margarita.
Your mama two
margaritas. That nigga was
she'll
there
be
yesterday.
Playing with your balls. Two margaritas.
A lot of y'all niggas' mama's too easy to smash to be talking this reckless for real.
Oh, damn. Damn. I wasn't listening to you before. This guy.
Damn, Ronnie, talk your shit.
Fuck one of these niggas' mamas, bro. Roast me again. Ryan Random.
Wow. You want to stop doing that segment? I can't.
I'm going to fuck your mom, dog. You got to turn it up in this moment.
Oh, we, wow. We need the subscribers.
Oh, man.
Fuck his mom on the show.
I'm going to do OnlyFans with your mom. She's gonna have
three viewers.
She's going to have a blessed AF ski mask.
Ain't going to split none of the money with her.
Oh, dude. Your mom's going to have on a slip, nigga. She's going to have a blessed AF slip on
me. Like it's not you, but like, run.
Right. What's up?
We see your arm.
You got human AF.
Is that the panda? It is.
It is.
Indeed.
That shit is crazy.
And we.
That ain't me.
That ain't me, dog.
I'm
gonna have a ski mask and the bucket hat on, nigga. That is not me.
Marketing and branding.
Come on.
Got to do it, man. I'm waiting on one of y'all to do a porno with my ski mask. I got to do it my goddamn self. You weaklings out here, you don't want to be anything.
What's wrong with y'all? He been giving them out for free and all kind of shit.
Y'all gave me the game. Y'all said y'all love me.
Say y'all love me. Y'all a bunch of unstable creatures.
Walking all these clothes.
I ain't gonna call you what I want to call y'all.
That nigga was mad at that girl, mama.
Nigga, don't put me out. It's rough out here. It's rough out here in these LA streets, bro.
Boy, that nigga was like, so you're gonna put me out? Yeah.
Hell yeah, you nigga, you're 35.
How old was Sweet Pea, bro?
Sweet Pea and Jody was definitely 29. Like,
that nigga was 30.
27,
28.
That's
why they
were
getting put out. The shit started getting shaky around them niggas' birthday.
When you
turn 30.
It's fucked up to get kicked out around
Melvin's
your birthday,
son and Tyrese,
bro.
When baby boys supposed to be around the same age and shit. And Melvin was, like a 50-something-year-old gangbanging nigga.
Whooping your son. You know how good you got to be fucking a nigga mama so she know you whoop ass? She's like, I know that, nigga.
Scream
nigga
for your mama
me
now,
in the room. Nigga, what fuck I'm going to do?
Yeah. That nigga killed that shit.
Is it that time, bro?
You supposed to shot Melvin when he was naked in your house, though.
I'm telling you, bro.
It was disrespectful.
I hate you. There's no not getting shot back.
Yeah.
Not somebody is. Yeah, maybe not Melvin.
Yeah. The nigga that work at his lawn care, like, nigga, you fucked my whole job.
Melvin's probably a rolling 60. He's something big.
That's the only thing, like, yeah, niggas gonna let you kill anybody you want, but you are going to get, at the very least, shot back.
Yeah.
You're gonna get shot.
They spend it on the funerals, too.
You're going to get shot.
They don't care.
Ain't no get backs. Yeah. Niggas live.
I would have popped Melvin on the ass with a towel or something.
That's okay.
Fuck you.
Whoa.
Melvin would have choked you to sleep.
Hey, yo.
I'd have ran and locked myself in the room.
Bro.
And they would have ran through that bitch like the Kool-Aid man.
Straight through that door.
Straight through the door.
I got you. He's old. That's what you like. Come here.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And then go straight up, punch out your ones.
He grabbed niggas.
Come here.
I
was
spitting that motherfucking towel
in
the legs and the cheeks.
Oh, boy. Bro,
he'd have caught that shit.
That nigga would have ran you down, dog.
You know how he dipped that towel in the water then, nigga,
when
the
big... Come on, man.
He would have caught that goddamn towel in his ass. Like, hey,
yeah, remember we had an eye on Jody every time he walked in the room.
Catching the towel in his ass is crazy.
It's wild, bro. You didn't see the movies that nigga been in, right? Nigga.
He been in some wild shit.
He been in some towel catching ass movies.
That nigga had a Kool-Aid pitcher in his hand catching the towel with his butt. That's crazy.
Crazy that time, bro.
Yeah, man.
Your camera is not going to like this episode.
Oh, man, especially the stud part.
You did, man.
That was crazy. That was a lot, Frank.
That was a lot.
Yo, yeah, had too much.
We apologize in advance, but that shit was good.
Yo, fast forward past the Frank part.
You know what I mean?
Skip past the Frank.
Hey, man, studs get views, too. Fuck you talking about?
Yeah, that's what's up.
Studs need views too.
Shout out to the studs and Jeep clubs.
We like the end. We like to end the episodes with a segment we call Secret Genius Life Coach, where I get people some words of wisdom, get through the week. Coolest, bro. Get to the next episode. I'm Kamar, Secret Genius. The words of the week are this. Are you ready for the morning that deodorant run out?
Oh, Lord.
Because you're going to get up one morning and you're going to put that deodorant on your under your arm and that thing just going to tip over.
It's over with.
It's over with. Do you got a backup or is you just going to be musty?
Mm.
You can't buy one deodorant.
Right.
If you're down to one deodorant, you don't have enough.
You don't have no deodorant.
That's all.
Right.
If you're down to one, you have no deodorant.
Yeah, you can't be musty out here, man. You got to have extra deodorant,
man. At the very least, a travel size for emergency.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, ooh, let me go on my toiletry bag because I fucked up.
I use that Mitchum. That big game is a cheese grater.
Nigga, Ronnie cut meat off his arm.
I'm out,
like a deli spot.
That's a goddamn boar's head.
Got some shaved turkey.
Shaving brisket? Bro, that's hilarious.
Mitchum on your receipt is fucking
Mitchum
insane.
Mitchum
comes
by twos anyway.
A two-pack of Mitchum sound like an injury.
That's my DoorDash delivery today.
Two-pack of Mitchum?
That's why you got acid reflux.
That nigga bought deodorant and batteries.
Mitchum will keep big niggas from smelling like a turkey sandwich.
I used Mitchum one time in high school. That's what my pops used. Ooh. That shit burned like a motherfucker.
You had to drive a stick at least once to use Mitchum.
I never used that shit again, bro.
If you use Mitchum for
everything,
the slogan used to be so strong you can skip a day. That used to be on the. That used to be on the commercial, nigga.
Stop playing.
So strong. This nigga got 2 day deodorant.
That's a horrible commercial.
That's some good deodorant. Shout out to Mitchum community. Y'all know what's
let's
up.
Let's go, bro.
Hey, man. Don't ever use that cologne deodorant. Now,
that's a setup.
Like,
you talked about this on
your
before.
That's
some
exfoliating.
That
in the box.
Yeah, that shit burn like a
Polo deodorant.
Oh, my God. Any of
roll-on cologne. Woo.
Any roll-on deodorant.
That shit feel like you put some Takis in.
Nigga, I was 14. I rolled on that Obsession deodorant.
That was straight alcohol.
Nigga, I lost all my goddamn one dog, man.
I don't trust no dude who uses a roll-on.
Nigga using that shit, boy.
Obsession roll on.
Yeah, if it's a roll on, it better be for
what?
Your meat.
God damn.
Better be some icy hot shit. Some back pain shit.
Nigga, I just smell like Grant Hill Daddy.
More than cocaine.
Nigga smell like Calvin.
Like Calvin motherfucking Hill. The Morning Culture is the brand. It's the Morning Culture Show. Come on, Secret Genius. Remo Rod, Tyler Chronicles, Ronnie Troy.
Hey, shout out to the Lady Wranglers in Detroit. That's my cousin G Group.
We out, man. Cut the cameras off.
The Lady Wranglers. Lady Wranglers of Detroit.
They gonna whoop your ass for calling it a Jeep group. Oh, it's a Jeep club.
I'm sorry. They
you enjoy it.